when we are in the podium debating on what then has been the observation of a particular party on how then the department is doing its work and its entities, that can be raised there. Because what Honorable Bikram is forcing us to do is that I will then come with an issue that this is what I observed and it must be there. The EFF will come, this is what the ANC will come, this is what I don't think that it will be a correct. And these two, this Honorable Bikram knows that. I want to I'm appealing to members. If there are issues that you are not comfortable with on how the department is doing things, and you have raised it in numerous meetings, and again you want to raise it, but you didn't raise it when we were in the sitting of this meeting on the 17th, if I'm correct, 17th of November. Raise it when you are debating. Please. That's my humble ruling to members. Because we are going to be going backwards and forwards. I can imagine everybody will say in that meeting, I raised this and this is the observation. And I want to labor on this. I'm not saying it must not be raised, but the timing of raising your concerns now are going to make us backwards and forwards, because those were never raised in this meeting of this, the report that we are to adopt today. Thank you, Honourable Members. Can we move? Honourable Sakas? Well, on Commission of Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration. Any comments?
I did want to make a comment, if I may, Madam Chair, Michael Bagram.
On CCMA?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
That the CCMA has not only been affected by the service delivery is not only be affected by the budget cuts, but they have to a large degree destroyed the service delivery to the workers of South Africa. Again, it was raised in the last meeting, like the last two that I've raised, that were raised in the last meeting. If you rule against me something, I didn't raise it. I think you must go back and read your minutes.
I think, Chair, it's important that we understand each other here, because this is our report. We cannot start from here to divide ourselves into parties and so forth and so forth. Can I check with Honorable Bikram that what he is raising, is it not covered in 10.5.5? Because it has to be covered. It has to be covered somewhere, Chair. It's a very crucial matter.
10.5.5, service delivery has been adversely affected by the budget cuts to the CCMA. And I think when we will then be debating, we then have to pick that up and expand on it, and how then do we see it, whether it's really the responsibility or the blame to be apportioned to CCMA, or it's the challenges, and what are we recommending on the challenges that have been faced by budget cuts right across all entities and the department itself. So I think 10.5.5 in how it's structured, you're correct, it covers what he is then raising but during the time of the debate, he will then expand. Are we okay with that?
Yes,
Chair. Then we are on level
seven. Because, Chair, I'm covered with that clarity given, because that's the relevant section that provides coverage to the area of concern. Unless Honorable Dekram wants to further talk to how the formulation he thinks he can then, if he has got a proposal, then we can listen to that. Yeah, but I think that formulation, as Honorable Kondo put forward, is in fact covering what he's saying.
Honorable Bagram, do you have a proposal on the reformulation so that the committee may comment on it?
I certainly do. I would say service delivery has been destroyed by the budget cuts to the CCMA. Thank you.
Okay. So is there any person who is agreeing with that new insertion? It's
a matter of semantics. English is not my first language, but I think that the original formulation is appropriate.
I don't want to call you by your first name, and I'm good to order. Honorable Bagram, really, it's just, can we live with the formulation that is in front of us?
Chair, I formally move that we live with what we have in front of us.
Thank
as
you.
It is formulated. Thank you.
Second lecture.
Thank you, Honorable Mkonjo. All right, now we are at there are times that we must just get some, we must distress and laugh. It's healthy. Now we're on recommendations. 11.1.
11.1.2. Michael Cotter. As ever, Chair, I think I've said this every single year that we've dealt with the BRRR reports, is that we tend to plunge into the micro detail very quickly. You know, our first recommendation is around record keeping. I think that is probably important, but maybe not the most important thing in the grander scheme of things, where we have a 44.4% unemployment rate on the expanded definition. I think at a macro level, our first recommendation should be to get a briefing from the department and to understand fully how, 2.5 years down the line, this employment aspect of the portfolio has been incorporated into the structures and programs of the department, which simply used to be called the Department of Labor. You know, we need to reflect on the scale and the nature of the unemployment crisis before us, and then make a useful recommendation about it, rather than going straight in for something like record keeping, which is, you know, maybe small fry in the grand scheme of things. So my recommendation would be for the department to brief the portfolio committee at regular intervals on the integration of its job creation programs and structures within the department, so that we get a much better understanding as a committee of exactly how this department is going about contributing to job creation in a country where unemployment is just getting worse and worse and worse, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. This is our number one policy priority. It's our biggest problem in South Africa. Unemployment is the most important problem facing us, and I think we need to reflect on that to make an apposite recommendation rather than get lost in the weeds of record keeping. The Department of Employment and Labour is our first recommendation. Thank you.
There is the comment, honourable members. Any takers?
Excuse me, some damage, Chair.
Honourable David.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks to Honourable Kato for raising this issue. If my memory serves me well, in the deliberations with the department through its entity Productivity SA, we said that we need to have deliberations with the minister in relation to and the department in relation to the employment part of the added mandate of the department. Therefore, I think it would be proper that we somewhere we do reflect as a recommendation, because we did agree on the matter that we need to engage going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further review? In the absence of any further review, can I then request Kato, just a not a very long paragraph, but a recommendation or a statement which is bold that is then going to talk to that, and then we will look into your formulation and but in principle, we are agreeing that you have to reflect on that. But I just want to just make this, I don't want to say a caution, that I hope we are at the back of our minds, we understand that this department is to create a conducive environment. And I think our frustration, if I can say it, is that we're not getting a sense that conducive environment. They are making any strides in ensuring that that environment is conducive for employment right across the all departments, because it is not the responsibility of the Department of Employment and Labour to create employment, but it is their responsibility to create a conducive environment. So I as you will be crafting that, I would appreciate if that can also be factored in, because we will be making a mistake and create a confusion in the camp that we think that they are to create employment, but they are to, if I can say, yeah, to make the department to account why they are not employing sector by sector. It is their responsibility, in my understanding. Not that I understand the employment parts. So, Honorable Kato, can you do that? And then
I have already done that, Chair.
Come again?
I have already done so.
Yeah, so that has been seconded by Honorable. Is it in the chat?
Yes, it is, Chair. I can read it if you like.
No, can you see? Can you put the chat on the Mr. Sakaza? Okay, you can read it.
Chair, it reads, given that unemployment is the biggest challenge facing South Africa and its number one policy priority, the department should brief the committee at regular intervals on the employment creation aspect of its portfolio and how it has been integrated into its structures and programs.
There is the there is the formulation, and we take it, we agree. Honorable Mugabe, I'll start with you as a person who seconded.
Thanks, Chair. I think we should not put in cut before the ball. The reason I'm raising that is because we have not been briefed by the role that the department would play. As you have then said that they would be creating a conducive environment. What would then be that conducive environment, and how that would then entail the incorporation of the other coordination of other departments' work? So the formulation, it's like it's already been done. It has not been done to the presentation to us, because we would have then to input into the presentation that they then give to us. Therefore, I think we have to limit the manner in which we want to be detailed into what we want to do. My proposal here is that let's allow the department, let's make a recommendation that will then inform the department that it should come to us and present a report that includes the mandate of employment part into the portfolio. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other takers before I just check with the sponsor? If there's none, I don't think Honorable Kato, you really have a challenge with that, because he is that they must then come to the, we will have to invite them to take us through on the employment mandate, what is it there, and then we will raise some of the issues that we, but in the center, the most important issue is that we are to be briefed now by the department, because our concern is the high rate of unemployment in the country, and therefore we then have to be, then they will unpack all the other things that they would like to hear in terms of their role in this space of creating a conducive environment for jobs to be created. Agreed?
Chair, well, I don't really see how it's radically different from my proposal, but I suppose the proposer should write it down in the chat as he requested of everybody else to do.
Can you
hear me?
In passing on this point, I think really it's really about time that the department brief us. If my memory serves me well, if there's one thing that Honorable Kado is consistent on, it is this matter. And I think for us to really be, have an understanding, all of us, the department is now to come in front of us and brief us what is entailed in the new mandate. And can we then go to the next
chair? Can I check something, Chair? As Honorable Kado was commenting that we seem to go to a lower or administrative level where we are not supposed to go to. I was checking, Chair, our recommendations. We are recommending to the minister, yes, but I'm checking as to if we direct the minister that who should be doing what, like the sentence 11.1.1, that the minister must ensure that the accounting officer must ensure and there is also a reputation of, can I call it tautology? Why can't maybe the first sentence read like the second, the 11.1.2, that the minister ensures that there is complete and proper records, complete and proper records are kept, rather than to direct him that the accounting officer must ensure, because we've already said that the minister must ensure, then we must write exactly what the minister must ensure. I'm just checking. Thank you.
Can I, because I didn't want to cut you when you were talking. The first part which was relating to what Honorable Kato raised, it's a matter, it's a statement that is a bold statement of the committee in terms of, I'm just checking if I say it's a policy statement that is very profound in terms of us, that the minister is to come and brief the committee on the employment mandate. But then we are done with that. Now here, 11.1.1, now we because I know that I was not getting you correctly, that we must not mix that with what now we are going. Now we are coming into the administrative, the issues that were picked up, which were raised by AG and whatever, and were recommending on that. But the first one was a broad policy statement that he is saying, before we do anything, we must reflect on that. And in that, there is then a proposal that has been seconded, that we're recommending that the minister is to come and brief the committee on the employment mandate of the department. Now, you are saying, therefore, in 11.1.1, I'm trying to now to get what are you saying 11.1.1 and 11.1.2 must be fused into one point? Am I getting you correct?
No, Chair. I'm saying 11.1.1, and if it can be crafted like 11.1.2, because I see a tautology there, and we are getting too administrative, as he was saying. Because if we say the minister must ensure, and we start to say that the accounting officer must ensure, I think there is a tautology between the general statement up and 11.1.1. I think it has to be cut, and we say exactly what we want the minister to ensure.
Or your challenge is the accounting officer?
Yes.
Okay. So, members, are you, now I understand what the member is saying. Are we in agreement?
Yes, Chair, I do.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Chair.
I hope the scribers have picked that up.
Yes. Honorable
Nonsen.
Just one point. The opening paragraph on the recommendation deals with that matter. And then it directs the minister on what steps then must follow and how the minister should deal with issues relating or reciting with the accounting officer. Because that overarching statement on top directs the minister already. If you read the opening statement, having considered the presentations of the department and its entities on their annual reports, and the committee recommends that the Minister of Employment and Labour
ensures that the following steps are taken, and then it details the statement. So when you then change the 111.1.1 to the minister, you basically saying the minister must again follow the minister. Yeah. You kill the flow. I don't know whether my clarity is fine from the Honorable Chair. Because you have the overarching statement that directs the minister to do everything that follows below. Yeah, yeah. So if you then change that accounting officer, then you effectively now contradict the overarching statement. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, now I'm trying to. That the Minister of Employment and Labour ensures that the Department of Labour.
Honorable Dabe, Che.
Yeah, Honorable Dabe.
Yeah, Che, English is our second language, unfortunately. You see, the point that I think the word ensures, it's the one that makes the repetitiveness of this issue of us trying to reword that sentence. So somehow, if the officials can assist us in trying to make a proper formulation that would then follow from the flow or flow from the overarching statement that we have then made a recommendation on, rather than having the accounting officer must ensure. That's where I think it creates some little bit of uncomfort, the way it is formulated. Thanks, Chair.
The Minister of Department of Labour ensure that the following steps are taken. The accounting officer must make it a point that complete and proper records. Okay. There they have then removed the. I'm also, as you are saying, that the English is that I was looking into which I'm subject to correction, that my thing was that following steps are taken. I'm not quite sure whether that sentence, that the following steps are taken by whom, by the accounting officer. I don't know, there's something there that sentence is creating more confusion to me. And you will correct me.
Chair.
Honorable Nonsel.
Thank you, Chair. The statement in my own reading is that it directs the minister on steps that he or she must take with regard to specific areas. And then here at 11.1, it deals with the Department of Employment and Labor. With regard to the Department of Employment and Labor, what the accounting officer must do. Yeah. So these are the tasks that we give as a portfolio committee to the minister, not to the accounting office. And then the minister, when reporting, must report to us on those following points that we direct him or her. Yeah, but it's him in this instance. So the 11.2 would be something else. Say the entities, 11.3, 11.4, until the
complete department is fully covered. So the point here is that you can't then insert the minister in between. Yeah, you can't refer because you have already directed right at, on the opening over what is the overarching statement that basically says, as the committee, this is what we want the minister to do. So the points then you raise in turn that says, perhaps the formulation of the accounting officer must in fact make it a for us to sustain the flow. I think the correction that has been made helps us to do that. Yeah. So that would be my point of clarity, Chair, with my second with English being my second language. Thank you, Chair. Yeah.
So are we agreeing on what has then been reformulated in terms of 11.1.1?
Yes. Yes, Chair, I agree.
Any second to that?
I agree, Chair. Supposed to some daddy.
Okay. There's no other. I think we have. Okay. 11.1.2. We're fine with that. 11.2 SEE.
Sorry, Chair. What is this? This green.
I thought it's my gadget. I really don't understand what's happening. I thought it was my gadget.
Yeah.
Mr. Sakaza, okay. What is this thing?
Chair, I'm trying to send Portia. I think Portia has got a child here, and I told her that she's just scribbling on her side.
Those are the disadvantages of working at home.
Sorry,
and the early childhood development, which is also taking its toll. But you're fine, it has been cleared. Is there somebody who wanted to speak on 11.2? There, those are the recommendations. Let me go up, Mr. Sakaza.
Chair,
Honorable
Sorry. Yes, Chair. On my side, Chair, I think on the 11.2, I'm fine. Except that I would suggest that we further reinforce the area that talks about our approach to national treasure, so that the SEE is given a preferential land treatment with regard to the timelines of reporting. I would circulate a formulation that is with regard to 11.2.1, just that just to further reinforce. Because if you recall our submission in the last RRR, we almost made the same statement. So my proposal is that we should at least toughen it so that it expressly says there should be these quarterly reports that speaks to the engagement process than an open-ended statement. Thank you, Chair.
You are going to make that formulation
yeah.
now?
Yes, and then speculate. Yeah.
Any other comments?
Chair, to qualify on what Honorable Nansale said, maybe as well a researcher try and incorporate on that formulation, Honorable Nansale, the issue of what has been the response of the National Treasury, in the previous BRRR report. So that it's all inclusive in the formulation. Well, I support it. Thanks, Chair.
Any other comments on is there anybody who's got a contrary view on what is proposed? It's none. I don't know, honorable members, that we are not talking. Maybe it's something that we will have to comment on the department that they have, that SEE has finally managed to employ a CEO and a CFO, which made a presentations in front of us. Is there any way that in acknowledging that and hoping that in moving forward, that whether it's just a comment, it will just be a footnote. But we must not forget that SEE now had employed a CEO and a CFO. Just a comment from my side.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I was going to suggest that based on your formulation, that on your comment, that we propose that that should form part of our opening statement with regard to SEE, and then the point that I was raising then becomes the second point.
Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed, Chair.
Okay, no question with the contrary view. Okay, Nedlek? Hey, Lomgan Lalang, this is you, Opalayo, Nedlek? Any comments on Nedlek? None. 11.4 productivity SA. None. 11.5 Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration. Okay, there's a question here. Who's writing that question on the chat? Whose comment is there?
There's Bongsen in Baba Chair.
There's a question by the content advisor checking if we can't put that as a broad statement under Department of Employment and Labor. I think it's more relevant when we open on CCM on SEE. Because remember that that comment that says I'm trying to get a proper English word, that we are encouraged, if then that is the we're encouraged or we are, I don't want to say we're happy. That the CCMA, I'm sorry, the SEE has finally had a employed the CEO and the CFO, which we think and we are confident that all the challenges that have been the entity has been exposed to, will now then there will be people that will be dedicated in looking into them, and then we Because if we put it up there, it's then going to get lost. I think it's correct on what Honorable Nusele said, that we must put it before we come to, and make a statement under 11.2, before we then say what are then the recommendations that are to be. Honorable Nonsele, you have to make a, have you, in the chat, can we get a, remember that there was an agreement that you can have a formulation that you want to submit. Have you submitted that? Is it written on the chat, Mr. Sakas?
I'm still writing the honorable chair.
So now the challenge of that is that now we are to read it before we, and everybody must see it before we put the report for adoption. Is it a long statement? Or can you slowly read it so that members listen and then you know that's what is then going to be put?
Oh, thank you, Chair. On the 11.2.1 on the SEE, the reformulation of that paragraph. Maybe before I proceed with that, I'm not too sure on the point raised by the content advisor, because indeed, Chair, the appointments, the progress made, are observations. Fall in the category of observations, unless we want to restate for the purpose of what you're saying, that it should not disappear, but it does indeed fall in the area of the observation. But the committee can make a ruling on that. Chair, on the proposed formulation that is of 11.2.1.
Okay. Can we? I think there won't be any problems with the committee if we say we in this time of the presentations by entities, and in particular say we have observed. It's correct if it then falls under observations. Under SEE, it can't be under, it must be under SEE. Are we all in agreement with that? Because that's what we have observed.
Yes. Agreed, Chair.
Fine. Then go to Zolani and Ngobo. You will then insert that under observations. Can we then come to recommendations under what is this? Under SEE. The reformulation by Honorable Nonsele. Tell us Fundele, I guess slowly go.
On the 11.2.1.
Yes.
The committee demands to receive.
We are on SEE, Mr. Sakas. Yes, that's where we are.
Yeah, the proposed reformulation of 11.2.1, the proposal is that it should read, the committee demands to receive written monthly progress reports on the engagements between the Department of Employment and Labor and National Treasury on financial sustainability of the SEE factories. So, because we can't say entities, because it's an entity on its own. Now, I'm not very comfortable with factories, but I didn't want to have the repetition of entities again when talking with on the SEE structure. If the committee has got a better formulation, it can help. The second point is whether, for instance, now they would report quarterly to us, but on a month to month, just to explain that monthly, that on a month to month, we should in fact be getting progress of what has happened between themselves and the National Treasury with regard to this aspect.
Okay.
Yes.
One is that SEE is dealing with factories. It has got factories right across all in all provinces. So the word factory is appropriate. So you are then proposing that we demand the report from
monthly progress reports.
Monthly progress reports.
Yes, on the engagement between the Department of Employment and Labor and National Treasury on financial sustainability of the SEE factories.
Okay. No, I think is there a second to that?
Excuse me, Chair, I second.
Honorable Mdave, any person with contrary review? None. The scribers will then if there are areas that they are not they haven't captured well, feel free to check with honorable members that have sponsored some reformulations. I hope you were listening. You were listening, and I hope there's nothing that is then going to be changed or smuggled in with us not being aware. Having said that, honorable members, I'm then putting the report of employment and labor on BRRR for adoption by the committee.
Excuses of Dabe, Chair.
Honorable Mdabe.
I excuses of Dabe formally move for the adoption of the budgetary review and recommendation report for 2021 financial year. Thanks, Chair.
Let me get a second.
Chair, I wanted also to make some comments on the recommendation with regard to CNA and NETLEC before I second Honorable Dabe.
Right.
With regard to CCMA, Chair, CCMA has that program in Vuseland. And the issue, I'm just trying first to give the context. There is that issue that talks to the decline of funding or budget cuts, which impacts on its ability to extend services quite widely enough. The point therefore is that is to encourage CCMA to also to invest more on building capacity within stakeholders, particularly at shop floor level, so that the issues relating to disputes that ordinarily should have been resolved at the workplace should be achieved, rather than for ECMA to in fact to take even matters that ordinarily should have been resolved at the workplace. The proposed formulation then is as follows, Chair, that the CCMA must consider reinvesting the outreach program that they once had, aimed at empowering stakeholders right from shop floor, as these have positive outcomes in terms of lowering the caseload. I will repeat it again. The CCMA must consider reinvesting the outreach program that they once had, aimed at empowering stakeholders right from the shop floor, as these have positive outcomes in terms of lowering the caseload. So that would go or would become a new 11.5.2. That is with that to CCMA. If you see, okay.
That's 11.5.3. 11.5.2.3. 11.5.2.3. Can I get a seconder to that?
Who's this on Dabe, Chair?
Dabe.
Thanks, Chair. I formally second the proposed recommendation.
Okay. Any contact with you? Oh. In the light that there is no contact with you, Honorable Nonsale, you were the end to say, was we have got a formal mover for the adoption of the report.
Yes. Then the last one, Chair, is on the network.
Honorable Nonsele, why now are you keeping us back? What is it on network?
Some recommendation, Chair. That the recommendation on network, which is a principle that is covering across, that NEDLAC and perhaps all entities should ensure that underemployment does not start within them, as they ought to be exemplary as the custodians of labor laws. And as such, the committee requests to receive employment benefits that they may still not be provided by NEDLAC, as well as all other entities and the reasons thereof. The issue here, Ted, that I'm proposing that the committee should also seek to achieve is that NEDLAC is an important vehicle that we use to facilitate a consensus on labor dispensation with social partners. But NEDLAC for quite some time not been providing benefits to its employees, and the consequence of that, if you go into the reports, is that was what has resulted on a spike in terms of personnel expenditure, because they had to suddenly to introduce benefits to its employees, something that should have been done quite longer, and perhaps which could have resulted in some of their staff leaving, or what could maybe be ascribed to one of the reasons that NEDLAC had over time had a high staff turnover because of the absence of benefits. So this principle is basically to compel both NEDLAC on the one side, or using NEDLAC example, so that we ensure all the entities and the department commit to upholding the maintaining of a decent work agenda across, so that you do not have elements of underemployment manifesting themselves within the department and its entities. So that's the principle that we want to introduce, or I'm proposing that it should in fact go with the recommendation, with the recommendations. Because in the observations already, we have made that observation of new expenditure that led to the introduction of benefits for staff. That's the motivation, Chair. If then I have to read the formulation, then I can do so.
No, you can do that, but you are very, shall I say, that we have already passed, it's a problem. I humbly request members, when there are issues that they want to raise, they must raise it when we are at that point, because it's going to make us go backwards and forward. Can you, can you read the recommendation of what then you are saying after you have motivated, what is then a recommendation that you are putting under MedVet?
Or under MedVet, Chair, maybe let me restate my apology, Chair, again. That was an oversight on my side, not to alert you, because I was waiting for the recommendation side, because these areas are covered already on the observations. My apology again. The formulation, Chair, for a new 11.3.3 that is under NEDLAC, that recommendation that NEDLAC and perhaps NEDLAC and all the entities should ensure that underemployment does not start within them, comma, as they ought to be exemplary, comma, as the custodians of labor laws. And as such, comma, the committee requests to receive employment benefits. The committee requests to receive employment benefits that they may still not be provided by NEDLAC, as well as all other entities and reasons thereof.
Can you get a second to that new recommendation?
Smooths of Director, I formally second the recommendation.
Any question for the
review? Yes, Chair Michael Carter.
Yeah,
Chair, I don't recall this point coming up during our discussions with NEDLAC, and you've been at pains to say throughout this meeting that we can't incorporate into this report those questions that weren't raised when the department and its entities were before us. So I'm not quite sure why we are allowing this through the back door now.
No, not back door.
First, it wasn't raised when we were discussing it, but actually, B, it wasn't raised during our discussions as well.
Again?
I'm saying it isn't being raised through the back door, because first of all, this question wasn't raised when we were actually dealing with the substance for the court on this section to do with MedLAC. And then secondly, it hasn't been raised with all the entities when they've come to brief us as a committee.
If the issue is that the question never arose when MedLAC when it has discussed during the time of questioning, then try and say that so that we clarify that, because I agree there should be uniformity. And then I will then advise how then we take that there. But I mean, the maybe it's the term backdoor that makes me uncomfortable.
Chair?
Honorable Nkondo?
If I remember very well, Chair, we did talk about the vacancy rate at NEDLAC. And to me, this statement is referring to that. Where I don't see anything new here. It's just maybe using a different ways from the ones that were used during them recruiting to us. Thank you, Chair.
If the issue here is and all other entities, If if then that is the issue, I think that maybe we then take that off. But as you will be debating, we will then have to reflect that that has been our observations. But in terms of the staff, the low staff turnover in NedLand, that issue was raised. Maybe it's how then is then being put. Maybe the issue of all other entities. Maybe when we are then debating, making an example by on the issue of NedLand as it was put in the committee, that we then think that the ministry will then have to look into all other entities. And Honourable Nonzele will then put a the motivation that we are raising. So for me is that maybe the uncomfortableness in terms of what Honourable Kado is raising, but I don't think it is correct to say it came during the back door, because that matter was raised when we were discussing NedLand. Yes, Honourable Dan.
Chair, the matter was raised in almost all the entities. If you would recall, we raised this issue with Productivity SA. Honourable Begram raised this issue with the issue related to the commissioners in terms of the CCMA as an entity. We did raise it with the department itself, based on the under expenditure in relation to compensation. I think it was about 38% that they have underspent in their performance report. So the matters were discussed. Thank you. That's the point I wanted to clarify. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. There's an observation, there's a recommendation on 11.3.3. We do have a right to have then a footnote, an overarching observation go up, Mr. Sakaza, are you still in the meeting? On recommendations, go up on recommendations. First, we can have on a footnote in terms of our observations that we have observed that all entities in terms of the Department of Employment and Labor, there is the filling of vacancies, which is a challenge. And we then have, but it's fine when there is a recommendation on NedLand, because it was also discussed. Then we then have, then said we are then recommending to the Department of Employment and Labor that there must be an improvement in all areas where there is a shortage, where the vacancies are not filled, because it can't be the Department of Employment and Labor, in our own observations and recommendations, that it is the one that has got a number of vacant posts which are making us uncomfortable. We'll find a better way of putting that, but we'll have to raise that. And it then means when we'll be debating, we will then have to touch on that. What then I really don't understand with Honorable Kado is the impression that things are being smuggled with the back door. I mean, that is not fair. When the matter has then been it has been spoken to. Can we then, with those additions, can we then get a formal seconder? We second. Honorable Nonzele.
Yes, Chair. I'm covered by your proposal, except just to say that with regard to the points of vacancies, at issue is the issue of underemployment practices, that vacancies could be filled, but people are kept in vacancies where there are no benefits. And the consequence of that is that people leave. Yeah, hence that problem of high staff turnover at NEDLAC. Yeah, so that's the principle that we want to ensure that it cuts across, that as we fill vacancies, but we should ensure that those vacancies are in fact appropriately remunerated, that is in terms of salary or wages and the relevant staff benefits. Yeah. Then I think the second point with regard to the secondment, Honorable Dabo did second the motion as amended. The final point here, I was going to suggest that because I've read this, I can then forward them directly to Mr. Sagas, and then he can then also share with the members who would want to see my writing directly. Yeah.
Honorable Nonsen, you made some new proposals,
yes,
recommendations, and that was seconded, and you said before you formally second the adoption of the report, you wanted to put this. So that's why I'm coming back to you.
Okay.
Now, because now I'm putting to that, with the additions that you've made, can we have a second?
Yes, I'm seconding, Chair, with the amendments as submitted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. To the Skypers, please, before appreciation, which will be 12, appreciation will be 3, please put the matter of vacancies that are, you'll interact with Honourable Nonsen on that, because it must be put there in bold. Because that thing is very important, that the Department of Labor, if I can say it, it must lead by example. And in our deliberations, therefore, in our debates, we will then expand on that. But having, because it must be in this report, that concern. Honorable members, there is it. Honorable Ndabe formally adopts, seconded by Honorable Nonsere.
Please note the objection of the DA Chair. Thanks.
Noted. That is noted. Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We have come to the end of our report, adoption of the report. And next week with the CGE, there are issues that they want to come and put in front of us. And there's some clarities that we want to check with the Auditor General, because there is a presentation that is to be put in front of us, but there are some communication challenges that we just want to correct before we put that. But next week we will have a meeting. Again, thank you very much for agreeing to sit today. The motion that was said that the Office of the Chair must follow up the challenge during the week in terms of the circulation of the report. The Chair has noted that I haven't had time this week, but definitely there will be a report on to the committee on how we are to address that, which I want to commit that it's something that will never happen again.
Having said that, thank you very much, honorable members. Enjoy your weekend. And stay safe.
And Chair. Yes. The amendments are posted to image, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
And goodbye, all colleagues. Thank you.
Bye.